Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
For sea turtles in this area, it's a dangerous time of the year because of the falling ocean temperatures. Hundreds of turtles wind up at a special hospital in Quincy, operated by the New England Aquarium. Reporter Avery Brookins paid the patients a visit.
A clinical volunteer is checking the heart rate of a Kemp's Ridley sea turtle with a Doppler instrument. Its heart rate is healthy now, but volunteers often have turtles come in whose hearts are beating only 5 to 10 times every minute. That's because of a condition called cold stunning.
So the most common reason we see turtles admitted to our hospital is because of this condition. It's similar to hypothermia.
That's veterinarian Charles Innes.
Because turtles are reptiles and their body temperature is dependent on the environment, when the water starts getting cold in late fall and early winter, their movements become much slower, their heart rates drop, their body functions in general slow down, and eventually they're so weak that they get washed up onto beaches.
And when that happens around Cape Cod Bay, they're brought here by volunteers from a nature conservation group in Massachusetts. The hospital typically receives 2 shipments a day that can include anywhere from 1 to 100 turtles per shipment. The turtles are placed into cardboard boxes and then lined up throughout the hospital's hallway.
We're sequentially going through each case, weighing them, measuring them, checking their heart rates, doing physical exams, identifying them as individuals with bracelet around their flipper or a number on the back of their shell, and then they move through our hospital system.
The next step is to raise the turtle's body temperature.
You open the door.
Innes shows me an intensive care unit that can hold up to 15 turtles.
And each of these crates will slide out, and so we have padding on the bottom.
The chamber slowly warms the turtles back to their preferred body temperature of 75 degrees. It also controls how much humidity and oxygen the turtles receive. And if the turtles are having trouble breathing, there's a ventilator specially designed to deliver a breath every 5 or so minutes to mimic their breathing pattern in the ocean.
All right, so if you can move them about an inch forward, just the live needle.
Senior biologist Yulika Vochal is giving turtle 138, named Geyser, its antibiotics intravenously. And volunteer Sarah Capizzoli is gently grasping Geyser's sides so it can't escape from the exam table. Geyser is recovering from pneumonia, which is the most common illness the turtles have when they're admitted here. New England Aquarium spokesman Tony Lacasse says that's because when sea turtles are cold stunned, their immune systems are compromised.
And they're also not respiring well. They're not getting a good breath. They're probably getting some fluid in their lungs, and then they get the pneumonia that'll set in. And that pneumonia can sit there for weeks.
Some turtles die in the hospital because of their pneumonia, but many others, like Geyser, recover well. Dr. Innes looks at the turtle's x-rays and sees some signs of scarring on the lungs.
But he does not have any really obvious evidence of pneumonia at this point, which is good because he previously had pretty bad pneumonia, and it tells us that his antibiotic therapy has been working well.
2 volunteers place metal buckets of herring and squid on a table. It's time to feed the turtles, which Dr. Innes says is typically a challenge during the cold stunning season.
They're not familiar with eating in captivity. They may not recognize the food items that we're providing to them. And so a lot of our time during the day after they're stable is spent with volunteers and staff trying to coax each turtle to accept their first food.
It can take hours and about 25 volunteers to coax the turtles into eating.
This turtle's done feeding. He's one of our really good eaters, so he eats very quickly.
That's clinical volunteer Lydia McDonald. She says as the turtles are being fed, volunteers are watching how they interact with the food.
So looking for use of all 4 flippers, looking to see how well they're turning in the water, if they're able to dive well, if they're able to surface well for breaths, that sort of thing.
And after about 6 to 8 months, most of the turtles are ready to be released back into the ocean off of Cape Cod, where they can begin their journey south. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Avery Brookins.